Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 20th of May, recording at 9:31 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, the highlights on this interesting and exciting day here today. First, in Asian stock markets, the China sector took a hit here today. That included the A shares, the H shares, and the Hang Seng Index, the latter being down 2.25%. European stock markets were pretty weak in here today, particularly the UK FTSE 100 Index, down 2.9%. Now, some of those high-flying mining shares caught a reaction today, but for the index, this was a clear downward dynamic. Also, Wall Street was hit again today. It closed off its lows, but this is still a soft performance, with the Dow down 1.5%. Lesser declines for the S&P and NASDAQ index. But it's check the rallies. Government bonds were firmer against that background. And the U.S. dollar, this was one of the big stories of the day, took a big hit here today. The U.S. dollar index is down 644 ticks to 72.40. The euro up is up nearly 1.5 at 156.57. For instance, dollar slipped to 103.72 against the Swissy. And we've got the Australian dollar trading above the 95 level, currently 95.88. And that hit its highest level since 1984 in here today. Okay, what else to mention? Last but not least, and a catalyst for the stock market weakness, was another surge in the oil price, currently at 129. Precious metals, well, silver went gangbusters in here today, currently 1770. That's the July contract. So an upside breakout there, and gold has extended its advance, trading just beneath $920. And industrial metals were quite quiet in here for a change. I think the grain and bean complex was quiet as well. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, the specter of inflation, or ongoing inflation, has spooked these stock markets a little bit in the short term, not least in Asia, where there have been some fairly dramatic nature-related developments from the Burma-Myanmar cyclone disaster and a huge death toll there, to China's earthquake in the Sichuan region, which also has taken another very, very hefty toll. Then, although rice has fallen back from its highs, that's been very much a big story for quite some time. So the region's a bit jittery. Now, that has to be expected, I think, in this year. We know we're not going back to baby steps anytime soon, but these economies are mostly pretty strong growth, and I don't think that's going to change. But even Taiwan, which has been a standout recently, caught a downward dynamic in here today. So we're getting more backing and filling beneath last year's highs by that market. Thailand has had a stunning performance. It was up again in here today, may get tested tomorrow, but has broken out above quite a bit of lateral trading that looks impressive. And what else to mention here? European stock markets had the most orderly patterns of all. Now, some of them have seen downward dynamics. I mentioned the UK. Most of the other declines are smaller. Oh, the OMX, the Swedish OMX, had a big fall today, also down 2.43%. And so this has questioned the consistency of those short-term uptrends. And Wall Street's weakness, again, the Dow had the bigger downward move, downward dynamic. You could argue that the Nasdaq is a little bit overstretched here in the short term. So there's a possibility that the reaction that I thought we might be getting a couple of weeks ago that just turned into a little narrow consolidation, maybe starting. I don't think this is a serious worry, but if that's complacent, and there are some bears around there, you can interpret out there, some quite big bears. You can interpret that any way you want. You can say, well, maybe those people are right, or maybe that's a good contrary indicator, and thank heavens there are still some bears out there. But as long as for chart discipline, that's what we want. As long as the early April lows aren't taken out, I don't think any pause or reaction here would look all that serious on the charts. But I've mentioned before that in terms of headwinds, what concerned me most has concerned me most recently is oil. Now, oil is winding up to reach some sort of peak, but if you look at the chart, and I'm illustrating it again here today, it's very, very consistent. And it is steepening. It is pulling up away from the 200-day moving average on the weekly chart. We know that those overextensions eventually lead to reversions to the mean. So it's sort of a slow motion acceleration, if that's not too tautological. And the price range of the pullbacks is getting slightly smaller, and the time frame is narrowing in as well. That's another aspect of acceleration. But a new high in here today, and it's still a consistent trend. And a consistent trend, as we say at the chart seminar, is a trend in motion. In other words, there's no evidence that it's over yet. But it's getting long in the tooth. A maturing trend, in other words. And I do feel that we're heading towards a medium-term peak, and the higher it goes in the short term, the more important that peak may actually be. Now, the recent weakening of the US dollar, predictably, just when people were starting to make some rather bold and bullish forecasts for the US dollar. I've emphasized over and over again, why should anybody want to buy the US dollar here? It doesn't yield anything. You know, the US is going to print plenty of it. It'll get short covering rallies from time to time, but with those negative interest rate differentials, loss of confidence in the Fed, basically, in terms of the Fed doing anything other than trying to inflate the US economy out of trouble, that's not a bull case for the dollar. And I don't think the Fed is going to suddenly metamorphose into an institution of born again fiscal conservatives. So really, there's a risk that we could get another run on the dollar. And I think precious metals are beginning to sniff that a little bit. Stock markets wouldn't like it. Resources probably would, unless there was too much contagion. But at the moment, I mean, these precious metals, let's say, really have sprung to life as of from late last week and carrying through this week. Looks to me like we could, well, if we get the dollar index testing its low, get the euro testing its high. Remember, the Aussie's already through its high. So if people become a little bit anxious about stock markets because of energy prices and concerned that the dollar is going to break downwards again against a number of currencies, that would be quite a heady mix for precious metals, which of course had had the big pullback from the highs that they had seen earlier in the year. Now, I don't have a lot of precious metal positions. I did buy some silver on Friday, and again, was it yesterday, I think, or the day before? Yeah, I think it was yes, and yesterday. But one of the areas that's beginning to perform and could do quite well in here are the gold shares as well. So I know a lot of subscribers will have both. I think the metal is the is by far the less speculative way to play it. But if you get a little bit of gold fever, and then the shares can run, and they have pulled back quite a bit, but that's a more speculative sector. I would dearly love to have some of the individual gold shares range or run on the upside, rather. I don't want them to range, run on the upside, as I'd like to lighten some positions there. And what else to mention? Don't be surprised. Well, I think we're going to see a little consolidation here in terms of the industrial miners. They've done awfully well. That is not something that I would sell in anticipation of. And I might well be tempted to buy more if they prove to be volatile during a consolidation. That's a euphemism for saying if they come down more than I expect. But one gets the message here, looking at these resources. Look at the Brazilian stock market index, look at Russia, look at Canada, South Africa, Mexico. These have all been pushing up into new high ground, and Russia and Brazil and Canada, the most impressive of those moves. I do not want to be out of this resources sector, which benefits from the inflation. It benefits from the strong global infrastructure demand, favorite Fuller Money theme, and I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. But volatility from time to time, you can count on it, particularly with individual shares. We've had precious little volatility with Brazil. And this has been a mighty impressive breakout overall that we've seen this month. And I think that's it for another day, except I'll just mention that I'm going away on Friday, and I'll be away the following week. It's a little bit of holiday time. We'll be out at Hay excuse me out at Hay on Wye for the literary festival, which we tend to do visit every year, but it's taking a little bit more time off this year. Gosh, I'm beginning to regret that. It's such an interesting time for markets, even though I'll be able to follow it from there. I won't be able to comment on it so much. But hey, we live in exciting times, and we all need an occasional breather from that as well. And I'm sure Owen will be relishing the challenge of producing the daily comment and audio for you. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you. And I will be here tomorrow, Wednesday. And sorry for that throaty growl or whatever. And also Thursday. But I'm away on Friday. Bye-bye.